At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Lots of rain already starting again after last year's deluge. And one result of all that rain is that it drives the creatures like the mice and the reptiles out of their habitats towards settled areas. Now we're dealing with an unusually large number of snakes. There's one snake that attracts our attention right away. He knocks on the screen door. Jeremy, I watched this video. What is he actually trying to do? It looks like he's knocking, but I'm not sure what you saw.
Well, John, you saw exactly what I saw too, and exactly what the snake experts saw as well. This brown snake up in Lindendale in Northern Rivers, New South Wales, it's a rural area of New South Wales, was actually knocking on the screen door to get attention of the owners inside. And now snakes knocking on doors is a regular thing when they're in distress or they want to come in because it's either too hot or too cold outside and they figure that the house is probably a much better environment for them to be in. But in this case, John, and this what makes this even more special is the fact that this snake was knocking on the door to tell the owners of the house that there was a second snake that was in distress. So it was actually trying to call for help. And what happened was the snake catcher came to the house, actually firstly got this snake wrangled, got it out of the backyard immediately because it seemed to be showing some signs of aggression, but then found a smaller snake stuck in a hole. And because snakes are very territorial and parochial, the two snakes are almost certainly related. And what the snake catcher is almost certain happened was the first snake was trying to warn the house owners that there was a second snake in distress and needed help. So the snake catcher, in an operation that apparently took up to an hour or 2 hours to complete, slowly got the other snake that was caught out of the hole and got it out safely and reunited them, then released them in the normal release areas. And it was a happy ending to the snake story. But this is incredible, John, because it shows that snakes themselves have an amazing amount of compassion for their fellow snakes. And this is something you don't see every day. This is amazing. It was actually caught on camera too.
Jeremy, these are venomous snakes, right? Very aggressive, venomous snakes. There's nothing walk in the park about these snakes. So what we're looking at is altruism between snakes that can damage a human being, correct?
In fact, both of these snakes were brown snakes, which means these, if the owner of the house had been bitten by either one of them, could potentially have died if they did not get to a hospital within 30 minutes to, they say 30 minutes to a couple of hours now because of how quickly the anticoagulants get into your bloodstream. So these things would have killed anybody who tried to help them, which is the ironic part. But luckily the snake catcher was brought in, the professional knew how to deal with them, and basically everyone got away alive. But you're right, exactly right. There is this, I guess, brotherhood and sisterhood among snakes that they will look out for each other. And this is, I guess, the truly amazing part of nature.
Yeah, band of brothers. Good to hear. Jeremy, did you ever hear stories growing up in Australia of a snake knocking on a door?
Oh, not only heard about them, I've seen them too. I grew up next to a national park, and I have several memories of brown snakes where they'd come across our back lawn and they'd often slither past the pool. They'd come up on our veranda in a really hot summer day, and they'd bang on the glass of our sliding doors. And what they were trying to do was get into the cracks of the sliding doors because we had the air conditioning on, and that's where the cool air was coming out. And the snakes, they don't like the feeling of heat of concrete and grass that's been heated up on their bodies. So I've seen them trying to bang on the door to get inside. And honestly, the way that we used to deal with it, John, was we used to actually, if we had we kept buckets of water inside the house for bushfires. If we had access to the bucket of water, we'd tip it on the snake because they do hate water. So that would get the snake out of our veranda, out of our glass door. But it happened more than once on many summers. So I can tell you, John, I've actually witnessed this. And they are incredibly, when they want something, they really want to go for it. They're incredibly aggressive about what they want to get.
I will never again think of a snake as a mere reptile. We're looking at group activity and an ability to ask another species entirely, human beings, for help. Wow. Okay. Now, one other detail about snakes. I know that they like the backpacks of children going to school. I know they like the cubby holes of children going to school. I know they like beds, especially under the pillows. I know they hide in the roof, and I know they can jump. I understand all that. They also hide or are under the entryway of houses. I know they also can flatten themselves to get under the door jamb into houses. However, going into a wardrobe, I know that you should check in your shoes, but this means you should check wherever your clothes are. Is that what we're learning?
Oh, honestly, John, that is exactly right. In this case, in Queensland, we're seeing that a snake has appeared in a wardrobe. And this wasn't just any wardrobe. It wasn't a wardrobe that was near the exterior of a house. It wasn't one that it was near an entrance where, the snake could have easily snuck into it and just hidden itself there. This was on the internal structure of the house quite deeply and was actually a ensuite wardrobe. So it was off a master bedroom. And this brown snake basically managed to find its way not only into the house, but somehow found its way into the wardrobe and had potentially been there for some time, because snakes do like to feel safe. They like the dark. They like the warmth. And this thing had basically found itself a home inside the house. And honestly, when the owner came in and she opened the door, I can't imagine what went through her head the first time she saw this little brown thing curled up at the back of a wardrobe. But I think, as you can see, and if you have a look at the story there, the snake itself was coiled to attack. It was actually quite aggressive because it was defending its territory, which says, in some ways, from what I've learned about snakes, it probably had been there some time and considered that its new home. So when the owner of the house finally found it, the snake was annoyed because, guess what? You're actually taking me out of my own home. So, John, I'm checking everything now. I mean, there's nothing sacred anymore in, I guess, this world here in Australia. You have to look for snakes everywhere.
Is it the rain, Jeremy? Is that the opinion?
Absolutely. In fact, when it rains outside, snakes are known to find shelter. And in Queensland, they do have houses that are raised up on stilts. So normally if there's rubbish under a house that's raised up on stilts, you can guarantee during any rain showers, there's going to be four or five or six snakes probably down under there. In this case, the house wasn't on stilts, but it was raining. It was absolutely raining at the time. And probably because of the high amount of rain that we've had in Queensland over the last few months as well, this snake has found a dry place to be. And honestly, it was probably eating mice out of the ceiling. They do eat cockroaches too, and any animal that gives it protein. So the rain probably drove it inside. But I think, John, you're exactly right. The commonality amongst all these snake stories is extraordinarily high rains are basically driving them into places that they would normally not be.
More rain coming. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. We're going to my cricket lesson of the week because I understand trash talking. The question is the timing of trash talking. And right now, the English team has decided it's the right time. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.